President Obama looks at anniversary of 13th Amendment through rose-tinted glasses by Shaka Buna. Recently, President Barack Obama celebrated the anniversary of the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution with his usual lofty speeches of a mythical American democracy and blind patriotism. I mean, don't get me wrong, the anniversary of the 13th Amendment should be often celebrated, as it marked the abolition of the United States government's lawful chattel slave system that held several million black people from Africa in bondage. However, in celebrating the anniversary of the 13th Amendment, why should President Obama and any other politician willfully blind people to the fact that although the 13th Amendment had abolished slavery in the United States for its citizens, it simultaneously legalized slavery for any of its citizens that the government could convict of a criminal violation? The framers of the 13th Amendment, with the swish of a pen, abolished slavery in the open as we knew it, and legalized slavery in its prison system, as if prisons aren't a part of the United States or under the U.S. jurisdiction and control. So prisons and mass incarceration has become the new slavery in America, and is just as profitable as King Cotton. But these vamps just don't get it, do they? Slavery by any other name is still slavery. President Obama don't get it either. It's quite obvious because our constitutional lawyer, President Obama, gave yet another cheerleader speech extolling the greatness of the 13th Amendment while neglecting to point out its most glaring contradiction and hypocrisy, that the 13th Amendment merely transferred slavery to the U.S. prison system. President Obama failed to use the anniversary of the 13th Amendment to address the contradiction of the 13th Amendment, the correlation of chattel slavery and mass incarceration and mass criminalization of blacks and Latino people, the disenfranchisement of black and Latino people, and the denial of incarcerated citizens' rights of universal suffrage to be paid minimum wage for their labor and their right to form a workers' union. President Obama choosing to look at the anniversary of the 13th Amendment through rose-tinted glasses is just another example of a president who's out of touch with the plight and concerns of the masses of people and whom chooses to promote an infallible U.S. Constitution and an idealized American democracy over the reality that slavery continues to exist in various forms within America, primarily in its own prison systems. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.